News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
An additional $75 million will be spent on the government's short-term poverty intervention project this year. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kelly says Cabinet approved the increased funding due to the positive impact the initiative has had on recipients. Under the program, members of Parliament will be allotted another $1 million each. This is in addition to the $1 million received by each MP last year.
Each member of Parliament will receive a letter that provides the details of the project along with the prescribed form for the submission of beneficiary names and projects. The recommendations are to be sent directly to the Permanent Secretary, who will initiate the necessary investigations by social workers to ensure that the projects are productive and beneficial.
Minister Kelly says the funds will be given in two tranches. A total of $500,000 will be made available from July to September, while the remaining $500,000 will be allotted in December. The short-term poverty intervention project is aimed at assisting persons in the most vulnerable groups. The Organization of American States, OAS, has provided just over $15 million in funding support to the Peckham Community Bamboo Project in Northwest Clarendon. The funds will be applied over a three-year period to train at least 50 to 80 residents of Peckham. State Minister for Transport, Works and Housing and Member of Parliament for the area, Richard Azan, says the contribution will offer significant assistance.
This donation will go a very, very far way. Up into northwestern Clarendon, we have a lot of unemployed people. And I believe that this contribution today is a start to other corporate company in Jamaica that they can make a contribution to see how best we can create employment across the island.
The contribution by the OAS is in addition to $1.4 million provided by the Embassy of the People's Republic of China in Jamaica for the acquisition of a state-of-the-art kiln for bamboo charcoal production. The government of Jamaica is taking urgent steps to guarantee the security of public sector websites from cyber attacks. Junior Technology Minister Julian Robinson says since last year, the government has acquired several pieces of equipment, trained a number of officers, and has been focusing on ensuring that the systems are resilient and robust in the face of threats. He adds that the recent appointment of a chief information officer will further ensure that high security standards are maintained across the public service. The minister also notes that implementation of the National Cybersecurity Strategy is well underway with the training of key officers across government. These officers are a part of the Computer Incident Response Team, CIRT. Mr. Robinson was speaking against the background of an attack on the website of GIS last week. The problem has since been addressed and the GIS website is back up and running. And 20 coffee farmers in East Rural St. Andrew have received farming materials for the rehabilitation of crops destroyed by recent bushfires in the Blue Mountain Ridge. Items include 10 650-gallon water tanks, fertilizers, as well as a down payment on 100,000 coffee seedlings. Agriculture Minister Derek Kelly says persons whose farms were completely destroyed by the fires will also receive $30,000 per acre for land rehabilitation, in addition to fertilizers and seedlings.
This will be done in two phases. The first phase will be between July to August 2015. And in order to fast-track the resuscitation process, fertilizers will be given to farmers whose farms suffered partial damage as well. Phase two, farmers will receive coffee seedlings and fertilizers to assist with the replanting exercise.
Phase two of the project will run between September 2015 and February 2016. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjali James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert system and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.